Chapter 8 Waves, Section 3, Wave Behavior. Before you read, have you ever shouted and heard an echo? On the lines below, write about what you think causes an echo. Read to learn. Reflection. You can see yourself in a mirror because waves of light are reflected. Reflect means to throw back. Reflection happens when a wave hits an object or surface and bounces off. Light waves from the sun or a light bulb bounce off your face. The light waves hit the mirror and reflect back to your eyes. So you see your reflection in the mirror. You can see your reflection in the smooth surface of a pond, too. But if the water has ripples or waves, it is harder to see your reflection. You cannot see a sharp image when light reflects from an uneven surface like ripples on the water. This is because the reflected light goes in many different directions. Refraction. A wave changes direction when it reflects from a surface. Waves can also change direction in another way. Have you ever tried to grab a sinking object in a swimming pool but missed it? You are probably sure you grabbed right where it was. But the light waves from the object change direction when they move from the water to the air. The bending of a wave as it moves from one medium to another is refraction. How are refraction and wave speed related? Remember that the speed of a wave can be different in different materials. For example, light waves travel faster in air than in water. Refraction happens when the speed of a wave changes as it moves from one medium to another. Wave speed. The figures above show how a light wave bends when it passes from air to water and water to air. A line that is perpendicular to the water surface is called the normal. A light ray slows down and bends toward the normal when it passes from air into water. A light ray speeds up and bends away from the normal when it passes from water into the air. If the speed of the wave changes a lot between mediums, the direction of the wave will change a lot too. Refraction. The figure below shows refraction of a fish in a fishbowl. Refraction makes the fish appear to be closer to the surface. It also appears farther away from you than it really is. Light rays reflected from the fish are bent away from the normal as they pass from water to air. Your brain assumes that light rays always travel in straight lines. So, the light rays seem to be coming from a fish that is closer to the surface. How does refraction make color? Recall that different wavelengths make different colors. You can separate the colors in sunlight using a prism. A prism is an object or medium used to break light into its different wavelengths. Light is refracted twice when it passes through a prism, when it enters and once when it leaves. Since each color has a different wavelength, each color is refracted by a different amount. The colors of light are separated when they leave the prism. Violet light has the shortest wavelength. It is refracted or bent the most. Red light has the longest wavelength. It is refracted the least. How are the colors of a rainbow made? Each raindrop is a tiny prism. Light rays refract when they enter and again when they leave a raindrop. The colors refract at different angles because they have different wavelengths. The wavelengths separate into all the colors you can see. The colors you see in a rainbow are in order of decreasing wavelength: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Diffraction. Why can you hear music from the band room when you are down the hall? Sound waves bend as they pass through an open doorway. This is why you can hear the music. This bending is caused by diffraction. Diffraction is the bending of waves around a barrier. Light waves can diffract too, but they cannot diffract as much as sound waves. You can hear the band playing music when you are down the hall, but you cannot see the musicians until you actually look inside the bandroom door. How are diffraction and wavelength related? The wavelengths of light are much shorter than the opening of the bandroom door. This is why the light waves do not diffract as much as the sound waves do when they pass through the door. Light waves have wavelengths that are very short, between about 400 and 700 billionths of a meter. The doorway is about 1 meter wide. The wavelengths of sound waves you can hear can be as long as 10 meters. Sound waves are much closer in measurement to the opening of the door. A wave diffracts more when its wavelength is similar to the size of the barrier or opening. Can water waves diffract? Imagine water waves in the ocean. What happens when the waves hit a barrier like an island? They go around the island. If the wavelength of the water wave is close to the size and spacing between the islands, the water waves diffract around the islands and keep moving. If the islands are bigger than the wavelength of the water waves, the water waves diffract less. What happens when waves meet? Suppose you throw two pebbles into a still pond. Waves spread out from where each pebble hits the water. When two waves meet, they will hit each other and change direction? No, they pass right through each other and keep moving. How do waves interfere with each other? What happens when two waves overlap? The two waves add together or combine and make a new wave. The ability of two waves to combine and make a new wave when they overlap is interference. There are two kinds of interference, constructive and destructive, as shown in the figure. Constructive interference. In constructive interference, the crest of one wave overlaps the crest of another wave. They form a larger wave with greater amplitude. Then the original waves pass through each other and keep traveling as they were before. Destructive interference. In destructive interference, the crest of one wave overlaps the trough of another. The amplitudes of the waves combine to make a wave with a smaller amplitude. If the waves have equal amplitudes, they will cancel each other out while the waves overlap. Then the original waves pass through each other and keep traveling as they were before. How are particles and waves different? Diffraction. When light travels through a small opening, it spreads out in all directions on the other side of the opening. What would happen if particles were sent through the small opening? They would not spread out. They would keep going in a straight line. Diffraction or spreading happens only with waves. Interference. Interference does not happen with particles either. When waves meet, they interfere and then keep going. If particles meet, either they hit each other and scatter or miss each other. Interference and diffraction both are properties of waves, but not particles. How can noise be reduced? A lawnmower and a chainsaw make loud noises. These loud noises can damage hearing. Ear protectors that absorb noise. Loud sounds have waves with larger amplitudes than softer sounds. Loud sound waves carry more energy than softer sound waves. You have cells in your ears that vibrate and send signals to your brain. Energy from loud sound waves can damage these cells and can cause you to lose your hearing. Ear protectors can help prevent loss of hearing. The protectors absorb or take in some of the energy from sound waves. The ear is protected because less sound energy reaches it. Ear protectors that interfere with noise. Pilots of small planes have a similar problem. The airplane's engine makes a lot of noise, but pilots cannot wear ear protectors to shut out all of the engine's noise. If they did, they would not be able to hear instructions from air traffic controllers. Instead, pilots wear special ear protectors. These ear protectors have electronic circuits. The circuits detect noise from the airplane. Then they make sound frequencies that destructively interfere with the noise. Remember that destructive interference makes a smaller wave. The frequency interferes only with the engine's noise. Pilots can still hear the air traffic controllers, so destructive interference can be helpful.